Today, I have some fascinating news concerning military recruitment, so stick around if you want to hear the unbelievable. If you are considering joining the military, regardless of branch, here are just some of the new changes coming to the U.S. military that many believe are long overdue. In keeping with the desire of citizens for far greater inclusivity, the military is now recognizing that desire, demonstrating its willingness to have a gentler and kinder recruitment process, but giving those an opportunity to serve their country that previously would not have been possible. Hello, my podcast listeners, way out there in the world, wherever you may be. I wanted to give you this introduction in my normal talking voice, which was not the preceding that you just heard, because that's a YouTube requirement. And I don't want to spend a lot of time explaining that. But anyway, this is the more human element where I'm talking in, well, my normal speed and cadence, let's say. So I just wanted to let you know that when you hear that, if I forget to give you this message, I don't normally talk like that frantic kind of corporate bullshit talk. This is actually the way I talk normally. And so I really appreciate you listening, and I just wanted you to know, because basically you don't get much more in a corporate than me. So I just want to let you know that you really are special to me, and I just wanted to let you know. So when you listen to that previous intro, and it sounds so businesslike and frantic, it's because it's a YouTube, basically unofficially, it's a YouTube requirement. And so I'll shut up now to get into the episode, which is much more, well, relaxed and the way I like to talk. But I just wanted to let you know that for what it's worth. So other than that, peace, love, and all that shit. And thank you for listening. And that's about it. Hello, my name is Ernest, and thank you for being here. Today I want to talk to you about something I seldom talk about, the military. More specifically, the updated military recruitment standards. You may think what I'm about to tell you is a joke, but I assure you it's not. Just hear me out. Now, if you are currently considering becoming a member of America's Armed Forces, or if you're just curious, what I'm about to say is probably going to affect you one way or the other. So please listen up. Before I get going into explaining the changes that are about to take place, allow me to explain the process of signing up, because it really is relevant, and actually, it's fairly straightforward. You meet with a recruiter, and at some point, you and perhaps 100 or 200 others are scheduled to take a test called the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, or ASVAB, which is simply a broad intelligence test that supposedly determines what kind of job or function, if you will, you as a recruit best qualify for. In addition to that, you and of course many others will undergo a general physical exam, which includes a vision and hearing test, in addition to some basic physical strength and dexterity test. So long story short, if you are currently found to be at least minimally acceptable for the ASVAB and physical, the only requirement left is for you, and again, quite a few others, to meet in a single large room for the United States military swearing-in procedure. Once you do that and sign certain papers, it's a done deal. You will eventually report via a bus for your basic training, and assuming you successfully complete that, you will then be a member of the United States military. Now, with all that out of the way, here are the changes that are going to take place around the middle of 2026. Briefly before I continue, if you're enjoying this episode and you haven't already done so, please consider subscribing and hit that notification bell. By subscribing, you really do help the Earnest Man Show continue to grow. And if you leave a comment or question, I actually read and respond to them all. And I really do appreciate you reaching out. Now, back to the episode. So here are just two of the major changes concerning the military. First, it concerns the ASVAB test. We'll get to the change in physical requirements in a bit. I'm sure that most of you out there have heard the term brain drain, and the military is quite aware of that situation as well. But because military policy, even as far as improvement is concerned, often unfortunately happens at a snail's pace, but fortunately, it looks like it's finally happening. So concerning the brain drain, here's what's been going on in the military and how it will tie in with the new ASVAB testing. The military is finally doing something about an issue it's known about for quite some time. Because of the current ASVAB requirements for military service, the best and brightest from our top colleges and universities have been joining the military in record numbers for the last, 20 years. The problem with this is that those very same people are no longer available in the private sector. And if they're not available in the private sector, it means very bad things for the private sector, meaning brain drain. So the military has finally come up with a solution. It has revamped the ASVAB testing methodology. This is not hearsay. This change is an actual fact and will be implemented across all branches of the U.S. military somewhere around mid-2026. Before I go any further, one important note. This policy change concerns enlisted personnel only. It is not applied to the officer ranks, regardless of military branch. When the new revamped ASVAB testing is implemented, its primary focus will be base IQ, and that base IQ has been restructured, desiring IQ scores between 60 and 75 max. Besides the aforementioned issue of brain drain, there's another very good reason for this action. It's been determined that when considering all metrics for recruit usability and optimal military functionality for enlisted personnel, it is the ideal IQ, meaning that, for example, enlisted personnel at this IQ level are far more compliant and tend to follow orders without issue, such as insubordination or any other individualistic disruptive tendencies, such as going AWOL. To put this as simply as possible, to use an old military adage, the military does not need a soldier which questions why. It needs a soldier that will do or die. Now, moving on to the physical requirements side of this equation, the military fully realizes that amongst current potential recruits, there is a strong desire for inclusivity. So with that in mind, it will also change physical requirements. The military is going to strongly encourage female recruits, and one of the ways they plan on doing this is by changing physical requirements not only for female recruits, but males as well. All physical testing requirements, regardless of gender, are going to be dramatically reduced, and in addition to that, the acceptable base weight of any recruit will be increased by 40 pounds. This is not only designed to dramatically increase the number of potential recruits, but is generally viewed as a morale booster, as recruits, regardless of gender, will be able to sympathize with their weight-challenged comrades and not consider themselves superior, which is actually very important for group cohesion, especially in a combat situation. So I'm going to wrap this up, but I feel the actions the military is taking, such as revamping the ASVAB testing with the new lower IQ requirements, as well as reducing the physical requirements in boot camp training, are going to go a long way of not only increasing military recruitment, but producing a military force that America has never experienced before. The ranks of enlisted personnel not only equal to, but perhaps even far superior than those who participated in World War II. I only ask that you respect my feelings. Until next time, this is Ernest. That's all I've got for today.